I could see him clearly, his hair a coppery red in the lamplight, his square jaw covered in several days' worth of a beard, straight nose, eyes the color of pine.
What a pretty little flower. What a pretty poppy.
Papa leaned in, kissing the crown of my head.
I love you more than all the stars in the sky. I love you more than all the fish in the seas.
Papa's hands trembled on my cheeks.
That's my girl.
Cora?
Mama came forward, her face pale.
You should have known she would find a way down here.
She glanced over her shoulder.
You trust him?
I do. He's going to lead us to safety.
Wind roared like thunder through the inn, coming from a place that was not here. Voices rose, ones that didn't come from Mama or Papa, but from above, somewhere beyond the whirlpool of colors at the other end of the nothingness.
Who remains?
A male voice reached me, the same one that had found me when I was drifting toward the silvery light. But it was now hoarse and faint, weary and weakened.
Just us.
Another deep voice replied, this one strained.
We don't have to worry about the guards. I think Jasper decided it would be best if they were no more.
My father?
Not an issue for now.
There was a pause.
We won't make it back to the cove, but there is... We'll have to make it work just in case she... Do you think you can move?
There wasn't an answer for a long moment.
I don't know.
I fell again, slipping back through the years once more.
Stay with your mama, baby.
Papa touched my cheeks, drawing me away from the voices.
Stay with her and find your brother. I'll be back for you soon.
Papa rose and turned to the door, to the man who stood there, watching from the small crack between the panels.
Do you see him?
The man at the door, whose hair reminded me of the beaches of the Stroud Sea, nodded.
He knows you're here. He knows she's here. Either way, he's leading them here. If they get in here...
We won't let that happen.
Papa reached for the hilt of a sword.
They can't have her. We can't let that happen.
No.
The man looked over his shoulder at me with strange blue eyes.
I won't.
Come, Poppy.
Mama pulled on my hand. The voice pulled me beyond the colors and the nothing.
I don't know what will happen from here.
He sounded closer, but even more tired than the last time his voice had reached me. Each word seemed to require an effort that he was quickly losing the ability to give.
She breathes. Her heart beats. She lives.
That is all that matters.